Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Southern Californians can save an average of $537 when they switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club. Visit AAA.com/insurance to see how much you could save. Get your free quote at AAA.com/insurance today. Let's get right to it. We got him on the line. I do not want to wait. Joining us right now, host of MLB, now on MLB Network. Also, 30 teams in 30 days. I thought when you said we did our Tier 1 takeover that no one had ever done a 30-day preview of Major League Baseball teams.
It's the first I've ever heard of it.
That's not unique.
I thought it was my original idea.
That is not unique.
It's our Tier 1 tour. We do it every day at 8, where we take you around the league. But apparently, Brian Kenny and his crew do the same thing. I had no idea.
They may do it better. Hi, Brian.
How you doing, guys?
It's hard to come up with original ideas for the radio, Brian. We had to, you know, we had to steal something and make it our own.
No, I know. Back in our day, it was always the, how about a tournament-style bracket of breakfast cereals? That was big for a while.
We still do it on our show. We do
oh,
all
God,
of our.
I'm so sorry.
We do all of our. We do all of our flubs, though. Every time we make a mistake on the air, we highlight it and then put them in a bracket. It's actually pretty fun.
That's good.
Yeah,
that
it's
works.
Good. It's good.
Let's start with the big news out of San Diego, Brian. Your reaction yesterday watching Fernando Tatis Jr., his news conference signing his 14-year, $340 million contract extension.
I mean, I love the deal at a lot of levels. I think if you're in the business of baseball, this is exactly what you do. This is exactly how you behave. For years I heard about, well, you have these young players and they won't sign long term. No, they will. You gotta get closer to market value. And you can sign guys. The Braves now have Ronald Acuna Jr. signed him to an 8-year deal, but they had to put $100 million in front of him. And now here's Fernando Tatis and they put $340 in front of him. You can sign the players that you either develop or trade for or come up out of your system when they're very young. But the way the economic system works, the closer you let them get to free agency, the less likely it is they'll sign. So this is fantastic. A power-hitting shortstop is a very rare thing, even in this day and age when it's a golden age of shortstops. So I think it's exactly what the Padres should have done, and I think it's going to be a terrific deal. He gets rich, so he'll leave some money on the table, but he gets rich. And the Padres get their franchise player.
It was pretty cool yesterday, Brian, also to have our owner in a press conference kind of shut down some of the national narrative that, hey, San Diego's a small market team. There's no way a guy like Fernando Tatis is going to stay there. He's going to be a Yankee. He's going to be a Philly. He's going to be a Dodger, whatever. It was nice to see him go on and shut that down and say, we're the 8th largest city in the country. We're not going to act like a small market team because we are not a small market team. I thought that was pretty cool.
I love it. And it's right, because it's all this excuse making that you've heard. Well, we can't do this, can't do that. Yeah, you can. Can't go over the luxury tax. Yeah, you can. Can't spend this much money on players, can't do that. No, you absolutely can. It's difficult to do for a long period of time, depending on your revenue. But I think it's great when kind of what we call the mid-markets, the middle class, you know, rise up and behave like big boys. By the way, we saw that for a number of years with the Detroit Tigers. You know, Detroit's not, you know, a powerhouse market. Certainly, you know, tough economic times over the last, you know, 30 or 40 years.
Yep.
And yet they had a motivated owner, and they gave the direction to a good front office staff, and they got after it for a number of years. And the Tigers were elite during the, you know, Miguel Cabrera years. So it's possible for a team to rise up and behave like a super team. And that's what the Padres have been doing for the last 2-3 years.
Brian Kenny is the host of MLB Now on MLB Network, weekdays 11 a.m. Pacific time here in San Diego, where everything sunshine and roses right now, as it should be, Brian. I've never seen Padres fans and the fan base more energized and excited. There's just one dark cloud, and it's not just for the Padres. It's all of baseball, and that is the CBA coming up after this year, the potential for a work stoppage. I'd like to think that there could be common ground. They can get together. They know how damaging it would be to the sport. But when you see stories like the one out of Seattle in the Mariners CEO and, you know, talks of service time manipulation, it almost seems like the sides are getting more and more dug in and farther apart rather than closer together. What's your kind of view right now here in February?
Yeah, I like to remain optimistic. There's so much money on the table, and we are hopefully at that point when they're negotiating this, we'll be coming out of the pandemic. And I think hopefully everyone will realize, just as they were when they were negotiating last year, the two sides, hey, we're in business together. Like, we don't have a business without each other. You know, the players need the league needs the players, and there's got to be common ground because franchise values keep going up. TV money has gone up exponentially over the last decade. So there's a lot out there, but you don't want to kill the golden goose. So I'm optimistic, but yeah, there is a lot more saber rattling, and it's for real. It's not just, you know, hey, we're going to show you who's boss. There are real things to negotiate this time that we haven't had on the table, like, let's say, the last two negotiations.
Talking to Brian Kenny here on Ben and Woods. And Brian, you know, you saw a tweet from Josh Donaldson say, hey, thank you, Mr. Mather, for speaking what everybody knows is going on, service time manipulation. This CEO or this president of the Mariners, it was bad what he did. He really set a lot of people off, and I know he's resigned. But are we underselling just how bad that was, what went down in Seattle?
No, I mean, I think it was big news. We talked about it at length yesterday. We had Dan O'Dowd on, who was he was our regular panelist at the network, and he was a general manager for 15 years with the Rockies. And what Mather did was he just put everybody in a bad spot. Everybody from, you know, the commissioner of baseball down to someone selling, you know, tickets for the Mariners, to the players, to the wives of players, like Kyle Seager's wife. Do we put the house up for sale? What do we do? I don't know. That whole thing was so puzzling. I still don't get what his motivation was. You know, you're speaking publicly. I don't get it. There's that. Look, the service manipulation time, that's the game that everybody's forced to play.
Yeah.
So to your point about CBA, change that system. Because if you're a general manager, look, if you guys were the general managers of the Cubs, are you bringing up Chris Bryant and losing a year of service time? Are you going to wait a month? Like, of course you'd be foolish not to wait a month. That's the way the game is set up. We all know it. So if everyone is thinking this is a bad way to do business for the players and to make GMs like fudge over this stuff and not be able to answer questions, well, then take it out of the system. You know, figure something out. And I think that could be taken away. The other part that was puzzling was the whole thing about not speaking. I was thinking about this last night even as I'm home. Like, the part that he resented these guys not speaking English very well. But he's the one going and recruiting top-level international talent in countries where they don't speak English. What did you expect? Like, if you go out and get a German soccer player and you bring him to the United States, you go, hey, this guy doesn't speak English. He speaks German. Nobody told me this. Like, of course. Like, how? What's confusing you? It's not like they're ignorant. He's Japanese. Well, you know, or he's from the Dominican. He doesn't speak English. Yeah. They don't speak English in that country. It's like a whole different language. It's amazing. Like, I don't know why that was. He seemed to be so resentful of that.
It killed him. It absolutely killed him. But, you know, going back to what you just said, though, about, you know, who wouldn't hold them down for a month? Well, A.J. Preller didn't. He didn't hold back Chris Paddock. He could have manipulated that. He didn't manipulate Fernando Tatis Jr. And I think, you know, I don't want to. I think one does help beget the next. I mean, our superstar signed yesterday with a big, giant hug for his general manager. I think that speaks volumes about the way the Padres have decided to do business. And it is weird because it's different. Nobody else does it.
Well, I agree. Well, the Mets did it with Pete Alonso. And I think what you're talking about now is what is sort of become part of the new age, in that in the old days, not that long ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, a general manager didn't even come down into the clubhouse. You didn't want to talk to the employees. You know, you'd have to cut them. You'd have to negotiate with them. And I always hated that. Why not, like, everybody's incentives align. Like, it's in everybody's interest to get along and pay your excellent players. Yeah, you're going to have to cut players. Yeah, you're going to have to negotiate with them and when they're older and say, you're just not worth this much money and maybe you have to hit the open market to get it. But just negotiate honestly. And, I love what A.J. Preller did in that, hey, I'm going to bring you right up to the major leagues, but you know what? We're going to lose a year of service time, so we're going to negotiate for a long-term extension. Like, do everything honestly. And, you know, I know I've heard from a lot of executives in the past that say, hey, you think that the player's then going to give you a break? He won't. I like to think that they will. Not some big concession, but if it comes down to the margins, you know, and I've dealt with this in my own life, like make it the spirit of the negotiation that, hey, we're in business together. We're going to work this out. You know, you're being honest with me. I'm being honest with you. I'm not trying to squeeze you for every last dollar, and be honest with me as to my market value. And everything thrives. And I think that's what we're seeing now with what you're describing with San Diego. And it's the modern way of doing business in baseball.
Did you think it was all a strange, Brian, Francisco Lindor, you know, obviously people want to know, are you next? Is there a contract? And he said yesterday, it's a little too early to discuss it. Now, I mean, if I'm the Mets, I want to get that done as quickly as possible. I don't want him to hit free agency. It doesn't seem early. I know he probably wants to get a feel for the organization, just came over there, but you can't wait too long if you're the Mets on that guy.
No, the Mets time is now. There's no question. And I don't know what really is happening behind the scenes, but the time is clearly now. And some players like it, and some players want to hit the market. Mookie Betts, you know, oddly, like, I thought he was destined to hit the market, but I think the Dodgers showed you push enough money in front of him, he won't hit the market, because then you're like, hey, I don't have to worry about a thing. I've got it all set. I go out and play baseball. I'm rich, because this is the level we're talking about. We're talking about guys who are actually rich, not just like, hey, this is good money. It's real, like, you know, life-changing money for the rest of their lives. And so I think if it's the Mets or the Astros with Carlos Correa or the Dodgers with Corey Seager, you have to come at them with, like, a real deal, like what they'll probably be able to approximate on the free agent market. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot of shortstops on the market. Maybe that precludes it. But there's no question. If you're the Mets, this is your only time of leverage. Otherwise, he's just another guy market.
Brian, that was fantastic. Even if just for your interview about Kevin Mather, the CEO of the Mariner, I love that answer. That was
great.
All I can think of now is, what if, like, he gets hired, like, in the front office of a KBO team, and he gets there and they go, hey, this guy can't even speak Korean. What do we hire him for? What's he doing?
Why is he here?
Well, that's you know, even, like, Joel Sherman was on the show yesterday, who's a regular panelist on MLB Now, and he put it, I think, that in a way that people could understand. He said, hey, what if we just took you and dropped you in the middle of Tokyo, and you're trying to get along, and, like, and you're just trying to talk to everybody? Wouldn't it be nice if they gave you an interpreter, and you could, like, you know, explain things, and they could explain to your employer and that sort of thing? It shouldn't be resented. Like, you're an international employee. So, anyway, yeah, I hope that helps.
Brian, that was awesome. Thank you so much, man.
All right, guys, take care.
Thanks,
Brian Kenny, host of MLB Now weekdays, 11 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network, plus MLB Nets, 30 clubs in 30 days.
Wow, what a great concept.
Can't believe you just ripped off.
Or they ripped it from us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes.
Major television network that's probably been doing that for years.
Potential. You never know.
We're 2 days in.
Yeah, we've covered the Red Sox and the Orioles so far in our Tier 1 tour, covering every team. Leading you right up to Padres opening day. We got two down, 28 to go.
April 1st.
27.
Some news already. They're on the field in Peoria this morning, day two of
Mamacita.
Full squad workouts. I saw our friend A.J. Cassavell, who was on yesterday, tweeted about a potential open job for backup center fielder, backing up Trent Grisham.
Greg Allen was just released by the Yankees, so maybe he will be brought back. See, that just was DFA'd.
Let's see. He had Our friend Brian O'Grady on there.
He better be the backup center.
Jorge Mateo was being considered.
Oh, I love to play center field.
And he said, a little surprise.
It's my favorite.
A little surprisingly, Tommy Pham also being considered as a backup center field choice.
I can play anywhere in the outfield, but for my money, put me in center field.
The grass is just a little
greener.
The grass
is a little greener when I'm out in center field, Ben. The end of a rainbow.
Tommy Pham was stabbed and is back on the field. The fact that people are doubting he can play center field is beyond me. He was stabbed 12-inch
and
long,
from all reports,
stabbing.
Looking way healthier than he did pre-stabbing
do
before
think,
last season.
Hey, Tom,
somehow the stabbing made him healthier.
Hey, Tommy, do you think you could fill in center? I was literally stabbed. I can do anything at this point. I was stabbed from hip to hip.
I mean, he showed up, remember, last spring.
He was all banged
up. He couldn't do anything.
He had an elbow. He had a broken hand.
He could barely DH.
Peg leg. Yeah, he had a peg leg. Nobody knew that.
Now he gets stabbed, and the guy's doing, like, long toss. He's letting it rip. He's looking as healthy as he's ever been.
He's been in the cages for months. Months! There's nothing Tommy Pham can't do, okay?
Someone should have stabbed him a lot earlier.
No kidding.
He's going to react this way. I had no idea.
If I could be like the greatest broadcaster, but I had to get stabbed from hip to hip, all right, sign me up. Let's go.
All right. I just saw Adam just texted us, Jace Tingler, talking about that center field battle. Why don't we check traffic quickly, and then maybe we can get that sound in before the end of the show. Here's Kelly Danick with a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Not a lot of position battles. I mean, obviously playing time between, you know, Ha-Sung Kim and Jake Cronenworth and where Jerickson Profar is going to fit in. So whenever there is something, kind of interesting. So here's this morning, Jace Tingler talking about the backup center field job behind Trent Grisham.
Quite a few guys out there, you know, just off the top of my head, you know, Profar is certainly going to spend some time out there. O'Grady's going to spend some time out there. We're probably going to move. Pham's probably going to get some time out there. And I'm sure at some point, one of the infielders, whether that's at a corner spot or they slide over to center, they're going to see some time out there. So that's a position. We think we're an athletic group. We think we've got some guys that are dynamic and can do some different things. So we're going to work on those things and then give them some game reps and innings out there.
Feels like Jake Cronenworth, you know, if he can get to the outfield, he's fast.
Oh, dude.
Can cover a lot
like
of ground.
I feel like he's the guy. Like, I feel like he's – that's –
Remember, he was going to pitch last year, and all of a sudden he was too good to pitch.
He was producing too.
He's not going to. They pretty much abandoned that experiment.
Good.
So no pitching, but definitely outfielding perhaps in Jake Cronenworth's future. Guy seems to pick up positions pretty quickly.
Bro, the guy went and looked like a gold glove caliber first baseman.
They threw him at first base, and we're going, oh, man, this is going to be ugly. And the guy is just
diving, picking
all over the place, going, my God, you look like Adrian Gonzalez over there on your first day.
And he was mashing, too, at the time. You're just like, what can't this kid do? What a steal.
So I would love to see a little Jake Cronenworth center field action during spring training.
Oh, me too. But, you know, it's Brian O'Grady's. As far as I'm concerned, I don't make the rules, but Brian O'Grady needs to make this team. For the people of Ireland, they need it.
We haven't talked to him yet.
We're saving it.
I hope it's not disappointing. I don't think it is, the way he's interacted with us.
No way. He's so good.
He just represents his homeland so well.
Yeah, Dublin.
Pennsylvania, I'm talking about.
I thought you were talking about Pennsylvania. Dublin, Pennsylvania.
I think it's in Ohio. It's across the border from Pennsylvania. He's actually on the other side. Pennsylvania, not Dublin, Ohio.
Top of the morning.
That's it. We are done on a Tuesday. Great job, executive producer Paul Reindl. For Woodsy, I'm Ben. We'll be back tomorrow at 5 a.m. Jim Rome coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.